Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Today on the Well One Connection podcast, we are visiting again with Kristen Van, certified nurse practitioner, family nurse practitioner here at the HRMC Physicians Clinic. Welcome, Kristen.
Hello.
So we visited with you a lot over the past, let's see, you've been here how many years? Almost five years.
March will be 5 years.
Wow, time flies, right? And so we visited a lot over the past, and you have provided excellent care here to family medicine base. So lots of peds, lots of kiddos, and some adults. And now you're expanding your practice here. Tell us about that. We're excited for that for you.
Yes. So my initial nurse practitioner degree is in pediatrics, and I did go back to school and get a postmaster's certificate for family medicine to expand practice. And right out of school, I did some work at Northern State University as their nurse practitioner. Did that for about 4 years, along with some urgent care and quick care, and decided it was time for a change. And I then applied for a internal position at Avera for ear, nose, and throat specialty and absolutely fell in love with it. It was great because I could see all ages, do different types of procedures, and with having kids of my own that had chronic ear infections, chronic tonsillitis, when my kids needed the help, it was there, and it was nice to be on the other end of that, helping other families.
And so you're going to be expanding to offer that ENT. And so one of the things we chatted about is you're already seeing a lot of that in your practice, and you're probably practicing a lot of that, but this will allow you to expand the services, because to be honest, you can't fit it all in one day.
Correct.
So you'll have a little bit more availability to see those higher need ENT patients. So first of all, ear, nose, and throat, what is ENT? What do you see? You mentioned ear infections, tonsillitis, those types of things. What would I need to see for ENT?
Sure. A lot of times people think that ear, nose, and throat is specializing primarily in pediatric illnesses like ear infections and tonsil infections. That expands to sinus infections that are chronic, that are not going away with antibiotics. And we could do additional imaging to make sure, is this a true sinus infection, or is there a structural issue that's causing the symptoms that you're having, which would result in a type of a surgery with an ear, nose, and throat surgeon. There's also other things like vertigo or dizziness that are special exercises that are done in the office from ear, nose, and throat and through physical therapy that can help with vertigo and dizziness. Hearing loss that's sudden can be caused from Meniere's disease, which is diagnosed through a process of elimination of things. So multiple things can be found with ear, nose, and throat that your family med doctor maybe is running into brick walls of getting answers for. Other things with chronic ear infections, you can have tubes put in and that fixes it, or maybe it doesn't and additional illnesses arrive, like bone illnesses in the ear, and that requires a specialty visit with an otologist who only deals with the ears. And I have resources and connections to get people to where they need to go for that. And then lymph nodes can erupt, and those are concerning for people if they have malignancies with them. So again, diagnosing, doing imaging, getting people to where they need to go from there that maybe a family med doctor is not completely comfortable with.
And a lot of this, you might start with your family med doctor. Maybe they've run into that brick wall, as you say. Sometimes there are acute things that maybe come across that are of the ENT, and you have some procedural based privileges here to do some of those procedures that are minor that can be done in clinic to help people so that they're not having to travel out of town to get that done or wait to get into an ENT somewhere. What does that entail, and what might some of those procedures be?
Yes. So I am one of the only people in Huron, I believe, and in the area that are certified and credentialed to do lip and tongue ties. And I do them in 4 months and younger. Older than that, it gets harder for us to do those in clinics. So we do refer them to pediatric dentistry or to an ear, nose, and throat provider who would do them under anesthesia. And those are really to prevent speech delays when kids get older, dental issues as they get older, or if there's complications with breastfeeding and a patient's not gaining weight. All good reasons to do those. I also am able to do peritonsillar abscess drainage in clinic, which is an infection in the back of the throat that's a pus pocket, and we drain that right in the clinic. We can also do removal of nasal splints after surgeries from your ear, nose, and throat doctor. And I can do cautery of nosebleeds. So that's another reason to see an ear, nose, and throat specialist. If there's chronic nosebleeds, sure, there can be some things going on like dry air or an injury to the nose. But then if there's a vessel that's exposed and needs taken care of, we can do that right in clinic.
Those are great things to be able to get done right here in town, which is great. And so part of this is expanding your practice to something that you love and you've done before. But the reality is we have a need here, right? So you've seen a need. We have great ENT audiologists that come here to Huron and our specialty clinics, but you've seen a volume need here and that urgent need where maybe they can't wait.
Correct. And what we're seeing is that more people are willing to expand into a specialty versus just being treated with antibiotics and then feeling better for a short time. And people are wanting answers for why they have their illnesses or those things are chronic. So they're willing to see a specialist, but we're seeing that this is expanding to the point where it's a 6-month wait for some of these things. And some people can't wait that long. And then they are forced to travel out of town. But if they're not able to travel or there's not a way for them to get there, they're unfortunately challenged with having to wait 6 months or longer to get in to see somebody for something that I can certainly help them with sooner.
That's wonderful for our community to be able to have that service, hear from you in an expanded capacity here in the future. So part of that includes we've mentioned several ENT physicians in our area and surgeons, and you have relationships with kind of a multitude of them. So you'll work with a number of ENTs. You'll be able to refer if somebody does need that further surgical intervention.
Correct. Yep. So we have Midwest ENT and Dr. Graham that come to Huron right now. However, when they're here, they are booked out. And if people want to travel and I see that they should be seen sooner than those months ahead, then it's always an option for patients to travel, but we can get them into ENT down in Sioux Falls, in Mitchell, or even in Aberdeen, where there are, Dr. Sayak is at Avera and Dr. Weekly is at Samford. Insurance specific, we can find somewhere for people to get into and get taken care of on a sooner basis if needed.
Yeah, absolutely. And having that first step of seeing you here and having you help to diagnose or decide maybe what that next course of treatment just really speeds up that process. And maybe it's something that you can resolve here, which would be great.
Yes. And so working with ENT, some of the testing that I would do when patients would come to me when I was at ENT, I would be able to get that all done prior to the patient going to see somebody, just knowing what would be needed or what would be recommended if they went there to save them an extra step if they had to travel out of town. It could all be done right here in Huron.
We all know what a pain it is to have to leave town for services. That'll be wonderful as we look forward. So this is set to kick off on October 1st. Mm-hmm. As we look forward to that, Kristen, obviously you're gonna have to change your practice a little bit in order to fit some of this in. So just to clarify some questions, this doesn't mean that you'll stop seeing primary care pediatric patients. You'll still have availability to do that. We have Dr. Schooley that just joined our community and our clinic here that can help with managing that as well. So you'll be able to see those patients. You are going to take a step back, correct?
Yes. Unfortunately, from adult primary care, I have a large base of pediatric patients, and taking on a specialty, making room for those patients. The adult population is my smallest portion of patients. So to transition into this, it was easiest to have them seek care with other providers in our clinic that can provide excellent adult care. And Dr. Schooley and I continue to see the pediatrics on a primary care basis, but the ear, nose, and throat patients are of all ages. So from 0 to over 100, we can see you for your ear, nose, and throat needs.
Yes, absolutely. And so probably a lot of the adults, maybe those were issues you were already seeing them for, and you're certainly still going to be that resource for them.
We don't want anyone feeling like they have to go elsewhere. We want to keep them here. And I'm always here if questions come up, and the providers in the clinic are very open and willing to ask if there's any concerns or questions moving forward with it.
Okay, wonderful. And so for those that continue their pediatric care with you, nothing changes, right? They'll still continue to make appointments as they have in the past. Now, as far as ENT appointments, how does that work? Can I make one with you directly? Do I need to get a referral from a primary? How do you know how that referral process or that appointment process will work for you?
Yeah, so usually patients can just call the clinic. They'll be sent directly back to my nurse when it's an ear, nose, and throat directed question. We'll make sure that it's an appropriate appointment for ear, nose, and throat. And then if it needs to be a referral from somewhere, like insurance-wise, we'll make sure that's all in the process. So just simply calling the clinic and asking for the nurse would be the easiest way. And if we do need a referral, we will let you know.
Okay, wonderful. And people can contact the clinic here at 605-353-7660 and can certainly learn more about the services that you provide and that you're expanding to provide at HuronRegional.org. Kristen, anything that you want to share as we close out here and just the excitement of this happening?
No, I'm just really excited to bring this and fill a gap and a need that's needed here. And it's something that I absolutely love to do. I'm ready to get this rolling October 1st.
All right. Wonderful. Thanks for joining me. And thanks for helping our community receive ENT care locally.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.